Lance Meadow, Jeff Eagles with you here on Giants.com. Good morning. As we look ahead to the Dallas Cowboys game this Sunday, there's going to be the second matchup with Dallas, Jeff. The Giants lost in week one 27-26, but this is a big bounce-back opportunity. Four teams in the NFC East separated by one game and an opportunity for the Giants to make a statement here.
Well, it's a revenge game for the Giants because, you know, they go down there. It's a game they should have won, but more importantly, this is a division game. You go down three losses in the division, it's going to be very difficult to make the playoffs. And you know, Lance, this team coming out of the division is going to be a division winner. There's not going to be any wild card coming out of here, so you're going to have to play and try to win the division to get in the playoffs.
And that's why they're going to try to avoid a season series sweep at the hands of the Cowboys. Let's talk about the Cowboys, Jeff. This personnel, very much different than what they saw in week one. A new quarterback, Matt Cassel, now taking over for Brandon Weeden.
Well, yeah, you know, they're just trying to get some consistency there and somehow make some big plays. They're coming off of three losses. This Cowboys team is hungry. You got Hardy, who's going to be back in the lineup. So a lot of changes for the Cowboys, something the Giants have to pay attention to.
And the one other notable change for the Dallas Cowboys, Kristen Michael, is most likely going to be their starting running back as opposed to Joseph Randall, as Dallas is going to look to bounce back after the bye following that three-game skid. You can stay tuned for Big Blue Kickoff Live later today as Anita Marks and David Deal will take you through the Giants, everything the latest out of camp here between the Giants and the Cowboys as we get you set for another big game here on Giants.com. For Jeff Eagles, I'm Lance Meadow. This was the latest Giants in 90.